Afternoon Truth Wins team. God changes.
God changes.
Oh, what does God change? How does he change? What does he change?
Does God change?
Does God change? Well, before we get into that, we always start off with prayer, and so the Holy Ghost will help us go through this. So here we go.
Thank you, Father, for the ability to be in your presence. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you that all is well when we're in the shadow of the Almighty. We glorify you, we praise you, we give you all our being as a, we just consecrate ourselves to your glory. And we thank you, Father, for your blessings in our life in every way. We thank you, Father, that you're here today in this production to bring the will and the knowledge and the understanding to the best understanding to all people that hear this, and that we are able as a conduit to bring that understanding to the body of Christ and those that are future body of Christ. In Jesus' name, the name above all names. Amen.
Amen. This is probably the most crucial lesson we've ever taught.
It's pretty critical.
It's probably the biggest difficulty that mankind has in understanding, does God change? Does he have favorites? Does he heal? What does God do? What is he up to? I can't understand what he's up to. So we're going to go back to the beginning, because you always should start in the beginning to understand God. So let's see what God did in the beginning that'll help us know what we're supposed to do today.
It says in John 1:1-2, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
Right, so there's something that's, what word stood out there?
The Word.
Word.
Jesus is considered the Word.
Jesus is the Word. God really has, it's the Word of his power. Words are what makes up the universe, as we've taught.
God created the heavens and earth with his words.
Right, so
and he gave us the position as his children to have our words do the same thing as he did.
Right, so we see in the beginning was the Word. So your words are like God's words in the sense words affect everything. If you say a kind word to your husband, child, friend, coworker, it can be beneficial. If you're snarky and narky, smarky larky,
probably God was never snarky.
Snarky larky, then probably it's not good. Well, let's see what else there is about God in the beginning.
It says in Genesis 1:1-2, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
All right, you might say, well, how is that significant to me that God created it all? Well, God created the system, and that's the important thing to know. We need to know his system, not our system, his system. So we're going to go through,
and
maybe
it does have some history in that scripture 1 and 2.
Right, and so maybe we're going to go through a couple more scriptures to get the message out, and then we'll kind of teach about what you need to know and how it will change your life forever.
Right. In Genesis 1:3-5, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
Right. So there we're learning something. God said it. It was good. And what's good is where God is. So what isn't good, as we've learned, kind of what was Einstein taught it and said it, what is darkness or evil? It's the absence of God. So we see in the beginning, God set up the universe, whatever, the heavens and earth, whatever, how you want to name it, and it was good. And how did he do
it? What happened? Well, he did it with his words. And also, there was a rebellion, and it was void.
No, we're not going there. We're not going there. You always want to go to a different topic.
Well, but people are going to ask that.
Well, they'll ask that, but that's not where we're going. So we're doing right when it starts with where we are for us. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. He did it with his voice. It was good. And he set up a system. So let's see what else we can learn.
This says in Job 38:33. Do you know the ordinance of the heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth?
Right. So here's God. If we remember the story of Job in the beginning had heard of God. And it's just like today, like people know, like that are not necessarily godly. There is a system out there and it works. So Job knew the system in the sense of he'd been taught to give to God, he'd been taught to pray, but he didn't really know, he had knowledge of it, but he didn't intimately know God and how the system worked.
He said,
and so God asks him, do you know how to do it?
I know of God, or I've heard of the God, but at the end of Job, it says, I know God. He got the revelation that who God was.
Right, so that's what we want you to get today, the revelation of who God is. And who is God? He is the creator of everything, and he did creation with his word. So let's go on to our next scripture and see what else we can see.
It says in Jeremiah 33:25-26, thus says the Lord, if my covenant with day and night does not stand, and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heavens and the earth, the whole order of nature.
Right, so here we're seeing God controls everything, the whole universe. And he set it up with ordinances, which
sort of
would
like
be
laws of systems.
The kingdom.
Yeah, it's like the law of gravity and the law of lift.
Okay, so but we're going to go on to the next one. We'll have a little bit more because we want to get all these verses in you to see where we're going with it. So we're going to go to the next one.
Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him.
Right, so here we're seeing God created it all the ordinances, all the hierarchy, everything, like you were saying in nature. So we're going to do one more.
All the ways of working in the system.
Right, so we're going to do one more, and then we're going to come teach you something that will change your life forever. But you have to understand, and if you didn't get these verses, like we kind of go through them quickly, look them up in your Bible or re-listen to it. And established because we do know about neuroplasticity, which we'll talk a bit about it. But here we go to the last verse that kind of gives you the knowledge of God created it all. He rules it all. He set it all up.
Hebrews 1:10. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundations of the earth. Webster Dictionary says the foundation is a noun, a basis such as a tenet or principle or axiom upon which things stands or is supported. The strongest synonym matches are authority, base, bedrock, groundwork, infrastructure, or support.
Right, so God created it all. So why is that so important to us? Well, what it says in the Word, it says, don't let the Word of God depart from you. So if you're going to have it work correctly for you, you have to follow it. So God set up a rule. And the first rule we're going to teach you about is God said, the wages of sin are death, right?
Right.
Right. No, for everybody. So we could say God's will is the wages of sin is death. That's
right.
In his ordinance. That's
yeah,
in
that's
his
getting,
law.
In
that's
words,
getting the basics. The,
right.
Right. The wages of sin are death. So if you sin, you're damned. And that you can find in Mark, our favorite verse of what
Mark
we're supposed
16,
to be doing.
Mark 16:15-19. First thing says is if you believe that Jesus is, well, it says, believe in the Lord Jesus, you shall have salvation. But if you don't, you will be damned. It says right there in the beginning. you got to do it, or if you don't do it, you're in bad position.
Right. So what we're trying to show you here is, did God change his mind? Did God change his mind?
No, it's you making that decision.
Right. So did God say if you sin, you die and you go to hell? Nobody likes to hear that, but you're damned.
No, but God said,
that's
you
the rule.
Do this or you have the wages are one way or the other.
Right. And so most Christians get, well, if I sin and I don't make Jesus the Lord of my life and repent of my sins and say Jesus died and rose again to save me, then did God really change his mind? No, the law was there. If you do it, you get in. If you don't do it, oh well. So we want to teach you. So everybody seems to kind
of
get.
But there are innuances.
But everybody seems to really get this idea. Every Christian, and they don't have an issue with it. They get that God made the rule. You're a sinner. You're damned.
You're born again.
And you're born again, and you go to heaven.
Salvation.
And so they don't go. But I sin too much. But I don't really need to do
There's
it. I
no
didn't
buts
sin.
There.
I didn't sin enough. So I don't. I'm a really good person. I don't need to do that. Pretty much everybody knows that's the law. The foundation that God set up. So now we're going to switch to something else, because we do know that God created the things both seen and unseen.
Right.
And that's something hard, because there's the spiritual realm and the physical realm.
Right. And we are spirits, but we've been living in our paradigm. We've not learned how to deal in the spirit. And so we have the five senses.
But
we have
going,
beyond.
We're not,
beyond that.
We're going to get it off again. Okay. You're going to teach another lesson. No. So there we go.
Well, it all incorporates.
It all incorporates. But we want to be real specific, because this is like such a key that people need to understand. There's a spirit realm, and the spirit realm we see in our salvation. It's not really a physical change in us. It's a spiritual change.
And all of God's words are spirit driven. Because God is a spirit, it says that.
Right, so now we're going to look at sickness. So sickness is there. Is it God's will to make you sick? Does God make you sick? Does God make you sin? Not really, you choose to sin. Do the things you do, because we can know from Carolyn Leaf, the neuroscientist, said, really, that she's seen 99% of sickness comes from are not handling things properly, because our body is designed by God perfectly to heal itself when we say wrong thoughts, when we do wrong actions, because of the wages of sin is death. So that's when it occurs. So if you're going to pray and you're going, well, how am I going to know if it's God's will? First of all, look in the Word.
The Word will tell you, gives you all the clues.
Right. And the Word is really the foundation of the kingdom, what he set up. And so if you're sick and you come to God and you pray and you say, Lord, I thank you, I'm healed by Jesus's stripes, and then you're well, did God change? Did God, is everybody
no,
allowed
God didn't
to
change a bit?
No, it's sort of like, we can take an example in the Bible. Hezekiah the king, the prophet came to him and said, today you're going to die because of the sins he had committed.
And what did he do?
What did he do? He went, well, how can I use the rules, the foundation of the kingdom, to change things? He's not really changing God. He's changing the situation.
He's adding to the rule. He has the opportunity. He has the right
as a child of God. Yeah.
And to repent and give. He's going before the throne of God, basically saying, hey, God, remember all the good things I did and all that. That's what you read the scripture there. He's trying to cause a change in his heart so that he is able to receive the blessing of the Lord. So he did do that.
Right,
it
so
says,
it's kind of like he
the
went
prophet
to a
was
court.
Walking out, and when he was walking out, the prophet said, God told the prophet by the Holy Spirit, I'm sure, he said, hey, go back and tell him he has 15 more years because of his actions while I was walking out, basically.
Right, and we can look at another character, the one I really like. We know that the book of Job was done as the first book of the Bible, like recorded by Moses, and it's like a key thing, because we see who's really coming to steal, kill, and destroy is Satan's going. But why is Satan able to do that to Job? Because we hear at the beginning of the book, Job is the richest man in the kingdom. He's a good man. Like, we all go, we're good people. I don't really, you know, womanize. I don't drink. I don't do all these things. I'm a good person.
There's obvious things that
right. And so
the
Job
world says, oh, yeah, this is not
that's a good guy. But he, Job was a good guy. He didn't do that. So we're kind of going, well,
first of all, he didn't curse God.
Well, he didn't curse God, but we're kind of sticking on our lesson about the kingdom and the rules. So he did follow the rules as far as he'd learned to tithe or give to God. So he did the things that made him prosper. But then he did something that he caused the laws to open a different door. Like, he had a hedge around him protecting him. But then as life comes along, we find we have children. We may have it all well. We may know it all, but we have to teach our children. And then he got in a fear that his children were doing it wrong. And instead of knowing how to give a sacrifice to God, if you know, like, once you pray, you don't have to pray and pray and pray and pray. Because we see a lot of people, they say they went to this person to have hands laid on them, and then they went to this person, and then they went to this person, and they went to this person. But we don't see Jesus at the end of the thing. He just says, lands hands on the sick, and they recover. You don't have to go from place
to place.
And
he said, and a lot of the, over half the times, he said, your faith made you whole.
Right. So we see with Job, he doesn't get it. His friends are partly correct. That I want to show people how you're confused, because the friends are partly correct. Like, kind of what we do influences what happens to us. But in this case, really, Job didn't do what they were saying. So they were off. They didn't know the laws of the kingdom. Yes, sometimes if you, there's a penalty, if you murdered someone, then you could be convicted and there's a rule. But like, Job's going, I didn't do that. Like, you're telling me I need to repent, but I didn't do that. So they're off on the law. So that's where, when people pray, they prayed for their cousin, their whoever, and they die. Because that happens. And then they blame God, or they want to make an excuse that it's not God's will. But that's not really true. A lot of times we don't know why. It can be a lot of things. The people could be sinning and that could cause it. They could not have faith that could cause it.
It could be attack of the devil.
They could be not walking in love. Well, the attack of the devil won't be a problem if they're really abiding in what God says.
Because that repels the devil's actions, because what you're doing. But if you're not doing the truth, you're not seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the good things aren't going to show up. It says then good things will show up.
But so then what happens to us is we make a new rule. There'll be, Aunt Susie, if I pray for her, she'll be healed if it's God's will, or but if God decides. But we've already done this lesson on, well, if you didn't know it was God's will to be well, you'd pray for people to be sick because you want to be in God's will. So we know that's silliness, because that's not right. So we look at Job. So Job goes through it all. And finally, God talks to Job, and we'll go back up there because that's something for you to look at. Let's see if I can find where I have. Do you see Job up there? John. I don't see where I put Job. Oh, there's Job. It says, do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set dominion over the earth?
That's what God's saying to Job.
And it's sort of, he would say the same thing to you. Do you know the ordinance of heaven? Do you know how healing works?
All the opportunities you have in the Word of God.
Do you know how finances work? Because I know there's a lot of negative talk about name it and claim it, which probably is correct. There's not a Midas touch. But we see in Job, when he understood the ordinances, did what was correct, God prospered him. In fact, gave him double and gave him children again. So to say God wants us poor, it doesn't mean we don't need
the devil wants you poor.
It doesn't mean we need to be billionaires or trillionaires.
But we can be.
What we have to do is we have to do what God says, and then
we have responsibility if we're there.
Right.
In all areas.
Right. Then we have to use the money for the kingdom of God, not for our own glory. Because there's the story of the man who had all the money and he didn't want to give any up, and he built a barn and he died the next day. So we don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But God says, He made a covenant with our forefathers that we would become, Jesus became poor that we could become rich, which encompasses finances, but also health, also salvation. It's all the things that are there. So that's really what I want you to know, is the kingdom was set up from the foundation. There are ordinances or laws. And if you,
God doesn't really change.
God doesn't change.
Your understanding changed the situation, because if you're like Hezekiah, you repented, you gave God the opportunity, or you gave the word of God, the laws of God, to work in your behalf, is what's happening for Hezekiah did.
Right.
And it happens throughout all the earth. People are raised from the dead.
Right.
But how do they do that? Well, they use the word of God to do that.
To change it, because things that are not seen do appear through the spirit realm. So it's kind of like for you to get, because we are human, and we always talk about, well, it's even like when you're a child, I don't know if you had a little child, but I remember my grandkids. Originally, it was fun because they liked to point to the light, and this is like when they're a year old. You could turn the light on and off, and they had no clue that you were hitting the switch on the wall, because they don't know anything. So it's kind of like you, if you're praying for your healing and you really don't know how it works and how faith works and you haven't studied, it's just like magic. Like, wow, the light came on.
Well,
but then
God doesn't work in magic. No, but God then, works in his laws.
But then the child learns the switch does it, and then they can go do it themselves. And it's sort of like Jesus, when people came, sometimes like people came and they were already healed really before they even had a touch of God, because he just said, your faith made you whole. Go.
It's like the lady with the issue of blood. She said to herself many times before she got there that she would be healed if she touched the hem of his garment. Well, she was in the crowd and everybody, and she touched the hem of his garment, and he felt the anointing coming out of his body. And he's going, who touched me? And they're going, what do you mean, who touched you? You know, it's kind of like, whoa. But he's going, no, somebody touched me.
But it doesn't require.
And the anointing went out.
But I don't want him to be confused that you have to touch Jesus.
No, that was her barrier. She could have just said, she didn't have to say it that way, but she made her own little innuance that if she could touch him, because of her paradigm, she understood that she knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that if she touched him, she would be healed.
But
she
had that faith. I like better the centurion who had the sick servant.
Right.
He just said, if you say, it'll be so. And when the daughter, when they came and said the daughter died, Jesus said, just believe. So he didn't even really touch them.
Yeah. And he was healed. He knew right. when they within the same day they said he was healed.
Right, but then I was talking.
And he said this was great faith. I've never seen any greater faith. Basically.
Right, so we want you to know you can use the laws of the kingdom and be healed by yourself.
Right, just you just speak the word in faith.
But
you gotta have knowledge.
But I'm interrupting you. But you can also, at the ending of Mark, it says, lay hands on the sick. Because we also
right.
will go out to
that's
new
a,
believers.
That's another part of the law that right. you've got to understand.
There'll be new believers who don't quite understand it, and the anointing comes from your hand. So as you lay your hand on the
you
person and pray,
connect with their lack of faith, and then it comes together.
Well, not they have a lack of faith. It's anointing come, because they have to have some faith for it to happen.
Right.
Because if they had zero,
faith.
No, if they didn't.
Like a seed.
Well, if they didn't think it would work.
It
wouldn't happen.
Like when he was in Nazareth, he said he only could heal a few because only a few in Nazareth believed that he was the Son of God.
Right. So we're setting up for you, and it's for you. This is something you need to do. You need to realize God created everything. God created the honeybee to fly over the plant and buzz. And the plant, when it hears the buzz of the honeybee, it produces more flowers to bloom, and there's more honey because the bees need the flower to make the honey. So it's so intricate. If you study science, you'll see God is like,
whoa.
Look at nature, and you will go,
more than you could comprehend.
Like how
almost.
Many birds there are, and each of them are unique, and some live at night, and some like do this, and the sonar,
beyond
the fish.
What you can see.
Like I read The Immense World, and I'm now reading another book. It's just a science book, but it just shows how amazingly, God set up all the ordinances, all the foundations, and you just need to use them to change things. It's like we always say, the when you fly, and well, you like to do it. I'll let you do the one.
What's that?
Well, no, that's the Holy Spirit one. No,
no, you don't.
But I was going to say the law of lift, like gravity.
The law of lift?
Gravity's here. It's a law that God set up.
Right. But and you can supersede the gravity with the law of lift. Where we do it, the birds do it, the airplanes do it, the helicopters do it. Even the spiders do it. You know, they've learned that the spiders has a way of law of lift.
Flying around the world, cross
fly
the
around
ocean.
The world. So there is a law that can supersede, just like the law of sin and death. You could supersede it and raise the dead.
Or salvation,
or destroy the works of the devil. In the devil has made your health bad, and you can destroy that by superseding it with the Word of God, knowing the Word of God, and knowing how to operate the Word of God in order to make it be a benefit to the kingdom of God in your life.
Okay, so let's say you're on your roof and you go, okay, well, I know the law of lift supersedes gravity. So you jump off. What happens?
Well,
what happens?
You better have the Word of God or the Holy Spirit telling you according to the Word of God.
No, what happens when you jump off?
You fall to the ground.
Right, because you're not using the laws properly.
Yeah,
the rules,
if you don't
the
use the laws properly, they don't work for you.
That's what happens.
And that's really where a lot of people, they got this thing about the name it and claim it group.
And they're using it wrong.
They're using it wrong. That's why it's not working for them. But some people know how to do it and they became wealthy.
Well, right.
Because they know how to do it to the kingdom of God.
Right. So obviously.
But some of it, the ways of the devil, he does it through steal, kill, and destroy. That's how he's got his wealth. But he has it with sorrow. Everybody that gets it with the evil way gets it with sorrow, and they have all kinds of problems in their life. They're billionaires, but they can't buy enough to get themselves right.
Right. So we see with Job, he obviously did it, and it said he died of a good old age, full of riches, honor, and a long life. So if you do it right, and you use God and the principles of the kingdom that we know he set up, and part of it is, like we've taught, like you could go look again on truthwins.com, on our front page, we have a lesson on
quantum physics
and quantum faith, really.
Quantum faith, right.
Right, and the scientists kind of see it happen, but they don't know. Like, if no one's looking at the particle, it doesn't do it. If I look at the particle, it's one way. If Randy looks at the particle, it's another way.
Well, they've proven that scientifically, that when we are conscious of it, it turns into a particle.
Right, so they don't understand, and it would seem like, I would think, well, yes, it's because it's the unseen thing, because as we read in one of our scriptures, God created the seen and the unseen. And so the unseen is, when you give, it'll be given unto you. Those who hold
right.
on, those who give,
that's the
get
law
more.
Of love. You know, we all know, well, we should know, that when you get born again, you get the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit working in your life. You got to cultivate that. Love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, long-suffering, faithfulness, temperance, and meekness. All those are super quantum spiritual forces that we have to work to our benefit. And if you're not working in that, the law of love, it's going to be difficult for you to, you got to forgive everybody. If you have sickness in your life, there's an opportunity there for the devil to keep you sick. Because you haven't forgiven.
Because you're in hate.
Well, you're working against yourself, but you got to live. Cast my care upon the Lord.
You're getting into another thing.
I know.
Because I want to stay on the foundation.
The foundation.
God made the foundation. He set up the entire universe with His Word. It's the power of His Word. The Word of His power. And then we have Jesus, when He died, passed the authority to us. And
right.
we have to use it.
Mark 16:15-19 is the pass of the responsibility, and He sits at the right hand of the Father. He's not going to do it for us.
Right. So, but we have to do it right. So you have the responsibility. Do we earn it? It's not really an earning thing, because really by grace we are saved. But it is, in a sense, we do something Because if we don't make him Lord of our life, he's not making us do it. No, so we have to be careful. We don't think we earn it.
We don't get into ritual.
But the point is, the law's there to use for our benefit. God loves us. He's a father. He said, if you do this, it's kind of like if you use the recipe to make a cake and you use it all correctly, you get the benefit of a delicious cake. If you forget
you leave something out.
The baking powder, baking soda, or whatever, it can still be kind of good. Because that's where we get the part where really the sower sows the word. I know other people have said it's all kinds of things, but Jesus, that's where we always go. Jesus said, it's your word. And some don't get anything. 3/4 of the people don't get there even.
Because they don't know the word.
And then only out of those who finally get there, some only get 30, some get 60, some get 100-fold based on how much they know how to operate in the kingdom.
Our assignment
for you is go find out what he says. Did God change? No. God just said, come to the court, kind of present your case, and by your faith in the case.
Done.
The unseen can change things.
Presents it. He's our advocate. He's our lawyer. He presents to Elohim, our father. And he only says yes and amen.
So we can
he's wanting to say yes to you. You just got to get the formula right.
Right. So we can be like Hezekiah the king who said, yes, I've done these things wrong. I'm repenting. I'm asking for your grace. And then I'm showing you what I have done correctly that applies to the laws of your kingdom, the foundation that will change things. And God goes, there, you got your 15
yes,
years.
Yes, amen. Done deal.
Yes, your body's healed.
You're healed.
Yes, your finances are miraculously changed.
Yeah, you just got to be patient. You got to have the nine fruit of the Spirit working in your life so you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit so he'll tell you what's cooking.
Right, and so your marriage can be good. Your prodigal son can come home. Anything you want, the desires of your heart.
All your needs are met according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
The desires of
your heart. God said it, I believe it, that settles it.
The desires of your heart aligned with the word of God, because you abide in him and he in you, and ask what you will, it shall be so. So that's what we're telling you. This is like crucial that you understand God does not change. God wants you to use his system for success.
Right. And when somebody watched the other day said that there's more Christians than anything other religion on earth. There's like 2.5 billion Christians on earth, but they're just not there. They don't have the knowledge of the truth.
I'm not going to say that. No.
There's going to be another billion coming.
They're there because now we've told this and you're going to all go share it. You're going to like and subscribe, and you're going to go show people, oh, I never knew, I didn't get it. Like, you do get it with salvation, but it's the same with everything. All the kingdom is set up by God. There are these rules. You abide by the kingdom foundation, the principles, and you use it. And that's why you think, well, why are people that are not maybe Christians get benefits? Because the laws are there. If you do them, they work for anybody. The kingdom is set up and God doesn't change. He's the same. That's our answer. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's just you learn what's out there,
how to work.
And that sounds kind of like you're working it, but you abide by it.
Well, you understand it. You're not trying to cheat the system. And it works for you because you understand the laws of God.
Right, so we're going to say, truth wins, so you know the truth, it sets you free. There's our truth wins. And we say, like and subscribe, tell people, put it on Facebook, share it around.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Put it on X, if you have a big account, share it with you. If you have it, keep sharing. Because it's not for us that it's important. It's because it's for you. Share it with your cousin. So your cousin's having some issue. They can find it in the Word of God. And it's solved.
Let the Holy Spirit direct your path. Make you understand.
Right.
It's not a religious thing. It's a spiritual force.
Right. So the truth will set the world free. The truth is coming. And
truth is already here. Jesus said the truth is...
No, but the truth is being revealed And
right.
We're in a season of...
And we're the conduit.
The glory coming and learning a lot about God. So now is the time to get yourself set up and right to use the principles God's given us to prosper.
That's why it says that we are kings and priests before God, because we've got it.
So we'll see you next Wednesday. If you have any questions, you can contact us at prayer@truthwins.com, and we're more than happy to pray for you or answer any questions you have about this. If you don't quite get it, we'll do another lesson on it.
Yeah, we'll keep doing it until you get it.
And everybody's working on it. Like, you may have one area you've got done, but you need another area you're working on. We're growing and growing in the knowledge of Christ. We're running our race.
Everybody should read Mark 16, 15 through 19 today. And read it several times and meditate on it and see exactly what the Holy Spirit is saying to us.
Anyway, we'll stop.
Love you.
Love you.